We are living in a polarized country. That's no secret, not only politically, but philosophically and behaviorally. Anti-Semitism is as high as it's been in America in years. White supremacist and neo-Nazi groups are proliferating, and that is true here in Michigan, too. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. It was just over 3 years ago white supremacists carried out a planned attack at a rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. It resulted in dozens of injuries and the death of Heather Heyer. Following the events of the day, when asked to condemn the violence, then-President Donald Trump said he believed there were good people on both sides. That emboldened hate groups, and a few years later we saw an attack and insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. A community group of citizens in Charlottesville have filed suit against the hate groups responsible for the August 2017 violence. It is a suit backed by the nonprofit, nonpartisan civil rights group Integrity First for America. That group is holding events around the country to bring attention to the lawsuit and its importance in moving forward. The Fighting White Supremacy from Charlottesville to Capitol Hill event will take place in Ann Arbor tonight, virtually. It will include opening remarks from Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Washtenaw County Prosecuting Attorney L.A. Savitt, and it will be moderated by the person on the other end of the WEMU phone line. Thank you so much for the time today, State Representative Felicia Brabeck.
Good morning, David. I am so happy to hear your voice.
What went through your mind in reflecting when you heard the President of the United States say there were good people on both sides after the Charlottesville incident?
The first word that came to mind, David, was disbelief when you just asked that question. To assert that such a horrible attack and the results of that, that you know there was good intention somehow, was mind-baffling.
And you can draw a pretty clear line between that incident, armed protesters invading the Capitol building in Lansing, and ultimately the insurrection of January 6th on the nation's capital. Additionally, a great number of communities are experiencing more outward and overt incidents of racial and ethnic intimidation and violence. What are you being told by the people you represent in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County?
That things have to be different. That it's not okay for folks to feel unsafe. That our community can do better and that we have to be intentional about being better and that we have to hold folks accountable. And so part of the efforts to be able to do that are, you know, things like our county's equity office, you know, and that work. Work in the community, both from nonprofits that are being very active in this space and our faith community also being active in this space. You know, that it's going to take all of us being able to do this work and, again, holding one another accountable to the work.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with State Representative Felicia Brabeck of Ann Arbor, who will serve as moderator of an Integrity First for America event tonight called Fighting White Supremacy from Charlottesville to Capitol Hill. If you don't mind, I want to get a bit more personal for a moment. My mother is Jewish, and I was raised in the faith as a boy. I heard it all in school, every epithet, taunting, teasing, and condescension. Sometimes those issues ended up in schoolyard scraps. Now, you are a woman of color. How has prejudice and hate manifested in your life?
Oh, gosh. Stephen, I have to tell you that you just asked that question, and I just got chilled in a lot of different ways. You know, I have a black dad and a white mom, and so... You know, I'm situated in this very, this place between two worlds, and so that was an additional layer. You know, so some folks, see me as a black woman, and I have been called different names, but then also, called different names for having, the parents that I do, and so, being able to experience that makes an impact on you. I mean, I also know, obviously, the experiences that my sister has had. You know, my dad was pulled over two blocks from our house when we were growing up and asked what he was doing in that neighborhood. These instances make us who we are, and I bring that to the policymaking that I get to do for our residents every day, right? Again, that intentionality and that frame to look at the work and have that that goal of breaking down and addressing all these barriers and taking a stand to say it's not okay. Like that, again, we can do better. And those personal experiences, of course, inform that every day.
you served on the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners for 9 years in trying to bring forth this work and these changes. And as part of what you accomplished, it was being instrumental in bringing forth the county's first ever racial equity officer. So as we lament this hate, violence, and polarization, we shouldn't forget progress that is being made and the hope it brings for the future. So where does your hope lie?
So my hope continues to be that North Star, right? Like that North Star, that, again, that we can do better, that we need to address these things, and that we have the responsibility to be able to and to invoke our courage to do that work. And so my hope is in the belief in people, that people are good and we assume the best in one another, and that's what we want to get out of one another when we get to work together, and not the ugliness that we saw in Charlottesville or the Capitol last April here in Lansing or the Capitol on January 6th. You know, that is not the full example of who we are as a people. But it is that, that hope. And I'm thinking of something that actually the mayor of Ypsilanti, Mayor Richardson, texted me the other day, and focusing around love. And I feel like, Lisa Berry, your own colleague, talks about that as well and how important that is. And that gives me hope, right? Those are the things that give me hope. Seeing the good people that I get to work with every day who want to see change in these areas gives me hope. Talking to our neighbors who are supportive of this work and are doing the work themselves, it personally, like that gives me hope. And so I do feel like, we are surrounded by that. We often hear the bad stories so much more, but they're not the only prevalent ones.
Once again, we're talking with 55th District State Representative Felicia Brabeck on 89.1 WEMU at 7 tonight. She's going to moderate an anti-hate group community conversation called Fighting White Supremacy from Charlottesville to Capitol Hill. It's one of many taking place around the country as the nonprofit, nonpartisan civil rights group Integrity First for America works to hold hate groups to account for the violence in which they've engaged. Now, as we continue along the path of hope, Felicia, as you well know, local sponsors of tonight's Integrity First event are the Jewish Federation of Greater Ann Arbor, Temple Beth Emeth, the Muslim Community Association of Ann Arbor, Bethel AME Church, and First Baptist Church of Ann Arbor. As divisive as religion can sometimes be, how important is a unified approach to addressing issues of race, ethnicity, and religion to move us past the place we find ourselves in today?
It's vital. It is vital that our faith community is leading us in this, to be able to come together and to say, hey, we all have the same goals. We all have the same goals here. We all want to see the same things. And how are we going to work together to do that? And that leadership matters, right? Like seeing our community leaders model that for all of us matters. And when we have leaders who use both their actions and their words to support all of the endeavors that we have around addressing anti-Semitism, racism, prejudice, discrimination in general, and calling out hate crimes, it matters. And so their role is absolutely vital.
It is often said you cannot legislate morality. Now that you're in your first term as a state lawmaker, what policies can you push to address hate and injustice, knowing that regardless of what that is, there are all too many hearts and minds that can't be changed?
Sure. We can call out things. We can. One of my colleagues here at the state, Representative Sarah Anthony, she drafted a bill around domestic terrorism. We can call this out. We can call this is about our country. Right? Like we can hold, again, we can hold one another accountable for things that are way, to make an understatement, David, way out of line. Like we can do that. We can have that accountability. And we will continue to do that, in our roles as state representatives.
So as you moderate the conversation tonight, what do you hope to take away from the event?
Mm-hmm. So, on a very basic level, an understanding, I hope that folks have an understanding of what Integrity First is trying to do with the suit and why they're trying to do it. Just on a very basic level, But what I also hope that people see, and we just touched on this, in terms of the models that the faith community are for us, is that coming together to be able to really take on hate, and that we can do that together, that is the other thing that I think is going to be so instrumental in this evening, is, again, that modeling of we have the power to do this, and because we have the power to do it, we then have the responsibility to do that, and coming together to do it is one of the best ways that our community can make a statement about this.
Well, I'd like to thank you for your time today, and we'll look forward to this evening's event.
Thank you so much, David, for the time. I really appreciate it, and look forward to folks tuning in and hearing from the executive director and having this conversation tonight. Thanks again, David.
That is 55th District State Representative Felicia Brabeck of Ann Arbor. Tonight, she will serve as moderator of an Integrity First for America event titled Fighting White Supremacy from Charlottesville to Capitol Hill. It is one of a number of events taking place around the country initiated by the nonprofit, nonpartisan group Integrity First for America. The event begins at 7 this evening. It is a virtual event, and at last counts, nearly 300 are already planning to tune in. You do have to register in order to participate. We'll have all the needed information available to you on our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU.